When you're angry and tempted to sin, how can reflecting on the truths of the good news of Jesus help? Hey guys, Andrew here with Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. We've got a really interesting discussion in our devotion today about anger and about fury. In fact, one of the things that came to mind as I was reading over it here was a description I heard of someone one time that was so angry they were purple with rage. And again, that's the kind of thing we're talking about here today. As a little bit of context, though, we're going to be talking about a story in God's Word, one that's recorded in Luke chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. Our devotion today is titled Blind Fury, and it was written by Carrie Quinar. Do you ever feel great, unanticipated anger come on you? And when you get past that moment, you can't really put a finger on why you were angry in the first place? It can be overwhelming and so confusing to have this happen. And people have always struggled with it, as you can see from today's reading. Jesus healed a man miraculously on the Sabbath. But the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day, had a surprising reaction to this wonderful event. They were furious. Why? Because Jesus had worked on the Sabbath, a rest day in God's law. While God does call his people to take times of rest, the Pharisees had made all sorts of extra rules about what you could and couldn't do on the Sabbath. So when Jesus healed the man that day, the Pharisees were upset because Jesus had lovingly revealed that they were wrong. But they didn't want to admit that. They were too proud. They had blind fury. They didn't know why they were mad, and they didn't care about who they were in relationship to Jesus. But it doesn't have to be that way for us. No matter what the reason for our anger, we find freedom from it when we are well grounded in God's Word, the Bible, which shows us who we are according to God. The Bible does not say that anger is a sin. However, it does instruct, be angry and do not sin, and don't give the devil an opportunity. That comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. Whether we're sinning in response to our feelings of anger or we're sinning in other ways, Satan loves to seize opportunities to sway our view from who we are in Christ. As a child of God in Christ, remember this. As we see in James 1:19, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. When you're angry, turn to Christ for the next steps and for reminders of who you are in Him. So let's talk about this. If you know Christ, who are you? If you need a little help, take a look at verses like John 1:12, 2 Corinthians 5:17, or 2 Timothy 1:7. When you're angry and tempted to sin, how can reflecting on the truths of the good news of Jesus help? For a little help with this one, take a look at 1 Corinthians 10:13 or Hebrews 4:14-16. As we read again in James 1:19, my dear brothers and sisters, understand this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Now, I'd encourage you, again, to read through the story that this devotion is coming from, Luke chapter 6, verses 6 through 11, as well as Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27, to help keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you seen the resources that we have in our app? Just search on the App Store for Unlocked Devotional. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.